that okay, mobile?
Okay, KK4SAC.
Nice to hear you today. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's beautiful outside.
Maybe beautiful, but it's cold, very cold. I heard two gentlemen talking on the repeater this morning saying it's going to snow Friday and Saturday.
I'm kind of assuming, is that next Friday and Saturday? You're not talking about today and tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, next Friday and Saturday. Yes, yes, sir, a week away.
Something wouldn't have. I haven't even checked on that. But, yeah, it's still cold. It's 40. It's saying 40 in my truck here. It's a lot warmer than it was this morning when I got up.
It's just friggin' cold. I'm trying to see what it is here. Yeah, it says it is 40 degrees outside. All right. Well, I guess it's not as cold as I thought.
I'm trying to think. The low, it said one morning at my house, was 9 degrees. So after 9 degrees, 40 is on practically springtime.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Boy, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I think I've got a bad antenna or line or something, or coax, because right after we talked, I think I talked to somebody else, my transceiver shut down.
Well, it might have, you might have high SWR somewhere. And I know some of these newer radios have an automatic shutdown if it gets too high or too hot.
It gets too hot awful fast. I mean, not fast, but if I transmit for a reasonably long time, it will shut down.
Sounds like either coax or antenna is not tuned properly. What power setting do you run it on?
Right now I'm on 20 watts or 10 watts, second lowest.
Turn it to the lowest setting and see how well you make the repeater. You may not need that 10 watts.
I don't make it to the repeater on 5.
Well, you're making it very well now, so, but if it heats up and you're only putting out 10 or 15 watts, if it gets hot pretty quick, there's definitely an issue going on.
I'm just going to sit and listen. I heard you. Anything else going on? Good. Nothing else here. Got done with therapy this morning, and that's physical, not mental, was all happy. I hope I graduate on the 31st.
And what kind of therapy are you doing?
Oh, for my arm, elbow, and shoulder.
Yeah, I hope it works out. I don't know if I'm making it or not. I'm behind some buildings downtown.
Yep, you're still making it. A little bit of fuzz, but not bad. Yeah, this has been since March. 3 operations and therapy after every operation.
Did you injure it somehow, or is it just something that came up?
Actually, something came down. I fell off a ladder and shattered my elbow, broke my arm. The only way I can express it is the doctor says, you did one hell of a lot of damage to that arm.
You say something the other day about falling off of a ladder a while ago. Oh man, I'm really sorry. That can do some damage. I'm sorry you did it, but at least you didn't break both of them at the same time.
Yeah, I couldn't handle that.
A guy one day years ago, and he had a little business that he ran, and he was pretty consistent. I'd see him pretty regularly, and one day I pull up and he walks out of his house with both his arms in casts, and he's got a brace from each arm going down to his and so both his arms are, you know, basically in an upward straight position. I think you're still there, but anyway, it was just interesting. He said he was struggling to get around doing his daily activities.
Am I making it in?
When I unkeyed a minute ago, there was nothing. I don't know if you were saying anything or waiting for me to finish.
Talking, but there was nothing there. Anyway, yeah, what they did, the big problem with that is that you have limited motion.
Very limited. we had a little discussion about just how he was going to survive. He had to rely on some neighbors for some things.
What I mean by limited motion is that after it heals and you get out of therapy, you still have limited motion on the arms.
Yeah, is that what you're looking at, the prognosis for yours?
Yep. I can only straighten my arm about 20 degrees.
Affects daily life, like getting around, doing things, projects, that kind of thing?
Shouldn't. Nope. While I was in a cast, I took my cell phone screen apart, put a new screen in it, so it shouldn't.
Here, let me get it, and I'll be back in a minute. N4ZLK.
KK4SAC, standing by.